Many of you still remember watching the moon landing. I was on vacation that summer in Arkansas, and we were camping, and we stayed with some friends there, and they put the television out on the front porch, and we all sat out there on the front lawn and watched the moon landing, and a short time later lay and looked up at the moon and just imagined the thing that was taking place so far away. The place where Neil Armstrong stepped out of that space capsule onto the surface of the moon was a place on the moon known as the Sea of Tranquility. It's marked there with a flag, and that will always be an important location on the surface of the lunar landscape where man took his very first step on that small orb in space. There's a place in Massachusetts called Plymouth Rock. It's debated as to whether or not that rock was actually the rock where the first group landed from the Mayflower, probably out on Cape Cod is a more accurate place. But it was in that area that the first group that came across in the Mayflower stepped onto the new land and in that part of the world. And so that is commemorated, as is another place down in Jamestown, where the first settlement there took place. These places all take on great historical significance because they're where someone stepped ashore and did something of historical significance. If you go to the Bahamas today, there is a place there on one of the islands where they believe that Christopher Columbus first stepped out of his ship onto the new world. And there, that place is still commemorated as a very historical place because of his landing there for the very first time. When God looked down on the world and decided to choose a couple and a place, we know that the couple he chose were Mary and Joseph from Nazareth. But he did not want his child to be born in Nazareth. He wanted that child to grow up in Nazareth and therefore be known as a Nazarene. But there was great historical significance in the town of Bethlehem. I don't know if you realize how old Bethlehem really is, but we first read about Bethlehem in the book of Genesis. In Genesis, we read about the beginnings, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you remember how Jacob had to work for 7 years to get his wife, and his father-in-law tricked him, and he got Leah instead of his beloved Rachel. So he worked for 7 more years, and it seemed like only days because he could be there with her. He got her as his wife, and he was saddened because this wife that he loved so dearly could not have children. The others had children. The two concubines had children. But finally, Rachel blessed him with a child, and his name was Joseph. It's no wonder that that was his favorite son, because Rachel was his favorite wife. Well, Rachel conceived and was to give birth to a second son. His name would be Benjamin. But during the birth process, Rachel died. And Jacob was so overcome with grief. He buried her in a tomb just south of Jerusalem. It's almost to the city of Bethlehem. Now, if you don't know where Bethlehem is only about 5 miles south of Jerusalem. And there on that road, you can see, even to this day, the tomb of Rachel. She is buried there. Anyone who travels today, if you're in a modern air-conditioned coach, you'll drive between Jerusalem and Bethlehem, and you'll see, and the tour guide will point out this location of the tomb of Rachel on the road down to Bethlehem. Now, we read later about the significance of the city of Bethlehem. And that in the book of Ruth. And you remember how Ruth the Moabitess came back with her mother-in-law, Naomi. And she uttered that famous statement, you know, your people will be my people, your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die. And she came back, and it was in the grain fields outside of the city of Bethlehem that she met her future husband, Boaz. And through the providence of God, those two came together. They were blessed in their union by having a child. They had a little boy, and his name was Obed. And Obed grew up there in Bethlehem. And he had a son, and his name was Jesse. And Jesse grew up there in Bethlehem. And Jesse had a son, and his name was David. And he grew up in Bethlehem. And it was there in Bethlehem that he was anointed as the future king of Israel. That little town, so insignificant, just a cluster of houses on a small hilltop, there in that Judean countryside. And many years later, Micah, the prophet, would write about this little town, Bethlehem. And you heard that prophecy that was made many years before Jesus would ever enter the scene. In Micah chapter 5, verse 2, Micah prophesied, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel." Well, the years went by. Prophets had prophesied about the time when the Messiah might come. There were all kinds of expectations. The Jews believed that one of the descendants of David, after all, his family had been there in Bethlehem for many generations, and that some future descendant of David who lived in the region of Bethlehem would be born there, who would become a king in the same way that David had been king, and would rescue Israel from the oppression of the Romans. And so speculation was rife, and they knew it was about the time that that Messiah should come. And so when those wise men came from the east, following his star, and when King Herod heard about this, he called together all the biblical scholars in Jerusalem. And he wanted to know, what does the Bible say? What does the Old Testament say? What did the prophecy say? Where is this new Messiah supposed to arise? And they spoke with one voice. They said, well, it was prophesied that it would be Bethlehem that would be the place where this new leader of Israel would come from, this new king. And of course, you remember what Herod did. Jesus was born there, and no sooner had that happened than was the slaughter of the innocents. And that great slaughter, infanticide, all those baby boys were killed by Herod. Jesus and his parents had escaped out to Egypt. And I've often wondered why we read what we do in Matthew chapter 2 about that. In Matthew chapter 2, down in verse 17, it talks about the slaughter. It says, "All the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi, were killed." And it says, "Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more." I often wonder, why does it say that it was Rachel who was weeping for her children? Why wasn't it Rebekah or one of the other wives of the patriarchs? I think probably it was because Rachel was the one who was buried right there by the city of Bethlehem. Rachel weeping for her children. And so that horrible event took place there in the city of Bethlehem. But you know, the most significant event of all, the one that Bethlehem is most remembered for, is the event that just preceded the birth of Christ there in that city, and that was the appearance of the angels to the shepherds in the field. And just outside of the little village of Bethlehem are the shepherds' fields, and today No one knows for certain which fields they were, but the little village today is surrounded by fields, pastures where sheep are kept. And you can see the city quite easily. And we can only imagine what those shepherds must have witnessed that night as heaven opened. And as they were given a concert from the balconies of heaven by the very angels. And as the good news was announced for the first time that a Savior has been born in Bethlehem, and they were told, this will be the sign. You'll go into the city and you'll find him there in a manger. Well, they believed the angel, and they went in to the city, and there they found the Savior. Now, we mentioned all these significant historical places, the moon and Plymouth Rock and the Bahamas where Columbus came ashore, but all of those pale into insignificance when we think of what took place in this location. This is the place on planet Earth, that little tiny town of Bethlehem. This is the place where the God of the universe entered our planet in the form of a baby. God in the flesh, Emmanuel. And God in that location stepped into our small confine so that we could understand his identification with us, so that he could be tempted in all points just as we are, yet without sin. And it all began there and culminated just a few short miles up the road in the city of Jerusalem on a hill called Calvary. Tonight I want us to sing just this one song. It's a shame that we only sing these songs that we've been singing today at this time of year, because we're thrilled that God entered our world, and we ought to sing these songs regularly as part of what the Bible teaches about God's entry into our world. Let's sing the song, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Notice the words that you're singing, and remember the great historical significance of this place. Out of all places on this planet today, this is the place where God entered our world.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary, and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. How silently, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessing of his heaven. receive him still. The dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the heavenly angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
All right, this is usually where we do announcements, but we don't have any announcements to make tonight. So, but we would like you to know that if you weren't here to partake the Lord's Supper this morning, it is left prepared for you. It's in room 4B, where it usually is, back through these double doors. There will be some men to help you get there as we sing this last song, if you'll stand while we sing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the newborn Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he